Let's talk sport with Brent Costello from WIN TV. Hello, mate.
G'day, Darren. How are you?
I'm okay. So, all right, the Alistair Clarkson fiasco soap opera. Yep. What's going on? And will we find out today, do you reckon?
Sounds like it, doesn't it? Hopefully, because it's dragging on. I think he even said, I'm sick of being on the back page. Well, you know, man, it can stop that, Clarko.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if that'll get him off the back page. Although it's a big round of footy ahead, isn't it? We'll get to that in a minute. But, yeah, it's hard to know where he's going to land. I still think North Melbourne might be in the box seat. But he's obviously doing his due diligence and working out what's best for him. But, yeah, hopefully we get a resolution in the next 24 hours or so. It'd be good to put it past us and see where everyone's going to be at, because obviously it's going to be a snowball effect for whoever misses out, because obviously Ben Rutten's position is untenable now with Essendon, you'd think, moving into next year. So someone's going to have to find another option. It's just not sure who it's going to be yet.
Yeah, I feel sorry for Ben Rutten. I mean, he's... You know, his head's on the chopping block because they haven't had a great couple of years. But, I mean, still, you know, with I felt sorry for him with the media hounding him the last couple of days, and he's, you know, sort of, he's the meat in the sandwich.
He can hold his head pretty high. You've got to remember, Darren, this team, Essendon, played a final last year in Tassie too. That's how quickly they've fallen. And I think that's what everyone's disappointed about with their supporters, because they were in the finals last year and this year hasn't gone to plan. So you might remember Mick Mordow tipping to win the flag at the start of the year. So, yeah, look, it hasn't gone their way. But, yeah, I think they've still got an okay list. It just might take a bit of rejuvenation from a new coach, potentially.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get on to games at hand. Huge game tonight up at the Gabba, Lions and Demons.
It is a really big game. Whoever wins will get that top four spot, of course, and whoever loses might miss out. So much on the line. We know how important the double chance is when it comes to finals. You get the extra bonus, of course, if you lose. So, yeah, just plenty on the line and really hard to tip a winner. I know it's done a lot each week, but, gee, this season's been hard to tip games. I reckon it's been so close. You have to look at the ladder to see why it's been so hard to tip. But, I don't know who to pick, Darren, to be honest, in this one. I really don't.
Well, I'm going with my Lions simply because it's at the Gabba. That's it.
Yeah, that's the only reason I would do the same thing, because of the home ground advantage. But, Melbourne, I just can't see them missing out on top four. But they might. They might. That's how close this season is.
Yeah. The Hawks are playing at UTAS on the weekend too. That's Sunday afternoon against the Dogs.
Yeah, they are. That's going to be obviously a big game for Western Bulldogs if they're still in the finals race by that stage. The big game's at the MCG, though. Sell-out crowd, Collingwood, Carlton. This is going to be huge. I know these teams hate each other's guts. And this weekend, it'll be on for young and old, because we know Carlton have to win to remain inside the top eight, and Collingwood need to win to remain inside the top four. So much on the line. That's going to be an absolute cracker on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the TSL. What's doing there?
Well, any game we need to focus on, really, is Lauderdale and the Tigers, because it's the last round of the season. If Lauderdale wins, they're in the finals. If they lose, they need to rely on the result from the North Launceston Glenorchy game. And North Lonnie, we think, would have to win by around 120 points against Glenorchy, which is achievable, mind you, because Glenorchy's had a horror year, we know that. So, yeah, really, the destiny's in Lauderdale's hands. Their job's made a little bit easier with Kieran Lovell and Jack Tompkinson not playing in that game. So, they should be able to win that game with everything that's on the line. If not, though, they need North Launceston to win by less than 120 points.
Righto. Let's go to the round ball. Devonport Strikers at home at Valley Road tomorrow. Now, they play Lonnie City, and if they win this game, it's wrapped up, the NPL.
Yeah, and you think they will. Especially if they do it in front of their home crowd, you'd think so. They'll be putting a lot of emphasis in this game, and we know they've taken care of most of what's been put in front of them this year. So, absolutely, you'd think Devonport will be celebrating at Valley Road tomorrow night.
Yeah, so that game is, I think it's 2:15 tomorrow. Be a big day there at Valley Road. All right, let's go to basketball now. So Jack Jumpers have added a young player to their list this week. Tell us about him.
Yeah, well, they've added a couple, actually. The first one was Tristan Forsyth. He comes in as a former development player with South East Melbourne Phoenix. He comes in as cover for Will Magnay as an injury replacement player. So I reckon we might see him feature early in the season. And Josh Tomasi too was signed as a development player yesterday, and he is a big boy, Darren. I managed to meet him yesterday. He's huge. So he will come in, and we know the development players don't play the same amount of minutes usually as a regular player, but last year we did see Sean McDonald, Sydeen, and Jock Perry play some minutes. So you expect to see him at some point through the year. And Scotty Roth is really impressive. He reckons he's a dominant in the rough. Not too many other teams knew about him. So I reckon we can expect big things from him at some point during the year.
Right. And in the NBL one, Chargers. Now, what's happening there?
Yeah, they've got a big final here in Hobart tomorrow night against Sandringham. They only played him a couple of weeks ago, just missed out at home. So if they win that, they go straight through to the prelim final. If they lose, they've got to play in the semi-final. And the Launceston Tornadoes in the final, so they're off to Geelong tomorrow night to take on the Supercats. So big weekend of basketball ahead.
Yeah, indeed. And I saw Sandringham play. They played the Thunder a few weeks ago. They were really, really good. So that'll be a cracking game against the Chargers.
Yeah, they're stacked, Sandringham. They've got the likes of Shea Illy, who plays for Melbourne United in the NBL, and Dave Barlow and these type of guys. So it's going to be a really tough assignment for the Chargers, no doubt about that.
Yeah, and finally, the BBL and WBBL tickets go on sale today for the Hurricanes.
Yeah, big season ahead, isn't it? We saw the Hurricanes women's team sign Izzy Wong the other day, who's a pace bowler. She'll be a good replacement for Taylor Bellemick, who's off to the Renegades. So, yeah, the Hurricanes list building nicely in both formats, really. We've got the draft coming up too next weekend for the men. So, yeah, it's getting exciting now for BBL.
Righto. Okay, who's on the Water Boys tomorrow?
Yeah, big show as a street cleaner drives past me, Darren. Sorry about the noise in the background. But, we've got James Warple joining us from the Hawthorn Footy Club. He won't be playing, unfortunately, this weekend due to injury, but he'll join us to talk about the big game at UTAS Stadium. We're going to talk to Chris McKenna from the Strikers about the NPL title potentially being wrapped up tomorrow, which is going to be really exciting. Also, Sarah Buell from the Launceston Tornadoes will join us to preview that big game against the Supercats. And also, the new Jack Jumpers import, Rashad Kelly, who touched down in Tassie earlier this week. So, big show.
All right, that's the Water Boys tomorrow from 10, right after Martin's Saturday Sports Show from 8 o'clock. Thanks for that, and we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 5:30.
All right, thanks, Darren. Cheers.